Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, Jonas, a lot of theories about how to approach the NBA's return, how they should approach it. What's your favorite? If you were the czar, what would the NBA be doing?
I think the NBA is looking towards next year. I think this is their excuse.
Well, hold on, though. Hold on. I don't mean to interrupt, but I do. I don't want you to project what you think the NBA is. I'm saying if Jonas was the czar, what would you want the league to do?
They would be starting well before July 31st.
Okay, agreed.
Yeah, they would be starting well before
July 31st.
But what about the kids? I think the NBA has set themselves and put themselves in a situation where they can't get too aggressive, because if there's some positive tests and they aren't able to react in a timely manner, and they don't feel like, and they feel like they're going to get any sort of heat publicly from putting all these players in Orlando, in Walt Disney World, with select family members there, I think the NBA's got to look after their branding, and their branding is a very cautious approach to many things.
Is that the brand, or is it progressive? That if it comes to something that politically is on the left, they're not cautious, they're the opposite, right? Because conservative liberal is the old nomenclature, is the idea that the Republicans want to be cautious and the left wants to be aggressive with change. But I agree with you here, they're being cautious, but I don't think that's typically the NBA's brand. I think they're stuck without a lane right now. Because here's the question I want to pose. When the general message was, hey, don't jump to conclusions, don't think it's simple, it's much more complicated than you can even fathom. About a month ago, that was the message. Mm-hmm. I mean, from everyone that was knowledgeable. The NBA at that point was front and center parroting that message. If you would have heard, I don't know if they're distributing talking points or whatever, but every owner, every GM, it was a variation on a theme. Even Cuban, who typically is out with his own agenda, not saying that's good or bad, it just is, he was saying, though originally Cuban was saying, could be by the end of May, like literally today, could have been the resumption of the season, was what he thought back in March. But then almost like he had re-indoctrination during a weekend, he came out the next Monday. We do not know when we could return. The doctors must guide us. It was a very different change, even from Cuban, who's an outspoken dude. And then what happened? The NFL took the aggressive lane. And so did Dana White. So I think Dana White's in a lane even to the outside of the NFL. Like, we're going to buy an island to start this thing up. NFL said, we're the NFL. We're going to keep forging ahead, or forging ahead. And forage for food as we go, perhaps. But, yes, forge ahead. So where did it leave the NBA? Baseball's just fighting over money. NBA's like, huh, we're going to keep saying, allow the doctors and scientists to guide us. But then all of a sudden, California, New York, we've talked about this, had the same message. Other states said, come on in. And all of a sudden, New York and California said, you know, maybe those scientists don't know quite as much as we thought. You know, we got a new report in under the cover of night. And the numbers have changed, except, well, where's the report? Well, you know, I think the NBA's, not that they're hoping for trouble, because, I mean, it's human nature to want to win. But it's also human nature. You don't want other people to suffer too badly. You know, if people suffer a little, that's fine, I think, is the way most people feel. Fez, you probably have more tolerance for other people suffering than most.
Yeah, I agree.
But the fact is, the NBA, if this was just a game and if it weren't life, the NBA would look better if they end up saying, uh-oh, there's a new spike in cases. And you know what the NBA was saying back in early May? They were right. The NFL was pushing everyone ahead. But if that doesn't happen, and I'm not saying they're wishing for that, but if it doesn't happen, what's the NBA's lane? You know, what is it? Because they're not going to be more aggressive than the NFL, and they don't want to be to forge ahead. And they also don't want to be lukewarm. And that's what I think you're seeing. Even, and Jonas, you follow the media in an expert way. When you hear a guy like Brian Windhorst really being critical of the NBA for kind of circling the drain or doggy paddling, whatever, you know, the treading water might be the right phrase. I think it's because the NBA just hasn't known what lane to get or how to proceed with their skepticism. It's kind of hard to say, hey, we're skeptical. Hey, by the way, season's starting up in 2 weeks. What do you think?
They've seemed like the league that's been a little more shook about this whole thing and unsure of what to do than the other leagues by far. Because while the Major League Baseball's, you know, at least, you know, arguing about the money, like you said, and the National Football League is looking ahead, and you've got Big Ten schools that are opening up and all that, the NBA is not doing any of this coming up in June. You got a soccer league in Europe where it was, you know, devastating. The Italian teams that are opening up in the middle of June. Yet the NBA is the league saying, no, July 31st is the one that makes sense to us, which is, you know, more than 2 months out now.
That's Jonas Knox. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. But wouldn't you say, Jonas, that when the more common narrative across the board was caution is called for, we can't be sure, and everyone who's acting sure is being foolish, that the NBA felt pretty sure, it seems, of their message at that point.
Yeah.
Their message was front and center, hey, trust the scientists, trust the medical doctors. It only became, I think, less obvious and less cogent what the NBA message was when that no longer became the prevalent message. They don't want to sit there out on an island and be a skeptic. Because how do you win that one? Because that means you're going to miss the season. They made a bet, in a way. And I'm not saying this was all calculated. I'm not saying it's not genuine feelings from the NBA. I'm not saying they're not genuinely politically the way they seem. But if somehow, some way, all leagues would have been canceled for the rest of the calendar year, 2020, nothing else, NBA would have looked like predictors of the future. They'd be like, they care about the players, the kids, they care about all of them.
The most proactive, the second that there was a positive test, boom, they shut it down. No,
great point.
Yeah.
Great point. And it, not saying they were wishing for that, right? But they would have looked good. Now, I think by any estimate, in the last 5 weeks or so, and I think I'm just guessing on that, it might be off a week or two, things have gotten steadily better when it came to the prognosis of, well, what's things going to be like in mid-July? It's just gotten better and better. It wasn't just a couple weeks ago, California was already locking down to August 1. And then, as we've discussed, that changed pretty quick. So now the NBA, now if you're just thinking about it, political, and everything's politics. We're not talking about just presidential elections or any election. We're talking about, does the fan base feel a connection to the ethos of the league? What does the league believe in? What do we believe in as fans? You've got to be in sync with your fans. So it makes a ton of sense. NBA, their fans are in sync with the NBA. And now the NBA must either be more like the NFL and get aggressive or sit back and look lukewarm. Maybe this is their best choice. Because if they look like they're hypocritical, that'd be bad. They made a bet. In a way, they lost. But you know something? By losing, they get to resume the season. And if you look at it as a hedge, it was a great bet. And I'm not saying they did, but think of it this way. If the season would have went kaput, and every season did, everyone would have suffered, all the leagues, but they would have had the brand positive of being at the forefront, being the right-thinking NBA.
Player and fan safety prevalent.
Yes. So everyone would have lost the season, but the NFL would have lost more. This way, they benefit the NBA even more, which is having the seasons more important. But now they're taking a brand hit, but maybe they're not, because by looking indecisive, it's like they can't decide. When in truth, they know what they're going to do. It's going to be a variation on a theme. It might be a playing game. It might be soccer. It doesn't really matter. They're going to start as soon as they can, right? But at least this way, the conversation becomes about the debate rather than that the NBA was just playing wrong. If you got a TV cut of all the things they said 4 to 6 weeks ago, it looks goofy now. But you know what? Everybody looks goofy at different times, because no one knew what was going to happen. I think the goofy part was even talking about it with any specificity. Right? So the NBA, I think, is doing a good job of changing the conversation to, hey, is this about Zion? Instead of that they were just playing too alarmist a month ago, or at least it seems so, because this stuff could change at any time.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it'll take you a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app. Then, pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like rebounds, points, assists, and more.
Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code CRSHOW, CRSHOW. New customers could play $5, get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code CRSHOW, CRSHOW, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you got to check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
To me, once you got to 16, like, you know, normally, if you have one versus eight, we're like, could that be five games instead of seven, please? But then you think about that group play. Now, hold on. Let's just say you rank them 1 to 16 by record, and then you have, you know, it's like a snake or whatever, 1, 2, 3, and 4. 5 is then with 4, so the theory is 1 and 8's together. So the better you do in the season, the better you're doing that way. Or maybe even you have a little bit of a range, meaning that you can move a team one slot one way, one slot the other, let's say other than the first 8, and now you can make sure that Zion's playing LeBron maybe. So this is a TV show, so you want it to be generally fair. But like the NCAA tournament does, and let's give him credit, oh, look, the guy who's at a small college, it used to coach at Kansas or whatever, mm-hmm. is now Kansas is the one seed. And, oh, look, they're in the 8-9 game. So if they win, they're playing. They're orchestrating matchups. They're not doing it in a way that's unfair. They're saying if we're going to be generally fair, let's be interesting on top of it. So imagine if you just gave it a little flex and you'd have four groups of four, and then they play each other. And Jonas, you probably know soccer better than me. So they play everyone twice? So there's like six games in total in that scenario?
In the first group stage, they play everybody once, and then the top two teams in points advances to the next round.
All right, so I think you play everyone twice. So now the first round, I mean, meaning in this scenario, mm-hmm. now the first round would be six games for everyone. And then 16 becomes 8. And then you have just two rounds of the old way. All right? So, or I guess at that point, it'd be three rounds of the old way, right? 8 down to 4 down to 2. So, really, all you're eliminating is the first round, which is, yeah, the 4-5s are okay. But in general, we're all kind of complaining about how long the first round's taking. But in this case, and the chance of the best teams advancing are still 90%+. Because you just have to be one of the top half, effectively, two out of the four. Who wouldn't rather that, Fezzik?
I don't like it.
Why?
I think there's an issue potentially.
So if, I know you're saying a lot of words.
What if the Lakers start 5-0? All right, so they're home free.
Yeah,
they got one game left, mm-hmm. and whether they beat their opponent needs the game to advance.
Okay.
And now the Lakers have nothing at all to play for.
Well, no, they do. If they're afraid to meet that team in the future, they want to kill them now. And if they think it's a weak team, they're not going to throw the game, but they don't put all their effort in.
Now, that's my issue.
Well, geez, so you're saying Steve Fezzik is saying there's some strategy to it, and that's your issue. Your issue is it's strategy you're not dictating. That's your issue. I mean, because – or what you do is say this, is that at some point later when a tiebreaker is necessary, maybe that is how you set – the top seeds for the next round, or who gets home court in the next round. is if you were tied, you know, I mean, listen, obviously this is a general plan, but does soccer have that problem? I don't hear a lot of soccer talk during the World Cup that teams aren't motivated.
It's goal differential. So when it comes down to it, whoever's got the goal differential advantage, that's the team that advances. This would entice the Lakers, in Steve's case, want them to play harder. Well, the way that you extend your point differential so you have advantages later on down the road is by playing as hard as you can and scoring as many points as possible and winning by as much as you can.
Or at minimum, just by the number of games you, because you're not worried about them only winning by 10, let's say, instead of 20, Steve. You're worried about them saying maybe not playing super hard and caring if they win at all. But again, you can't tell me there wouldn't be more competitive games. What you're really saying effectively is there might not be enough competitive games, and or there might be too many games that are not competitive. Well, how many games are competitive in the first round?
Almost none with the 1 versus 8.
Yeah, and the 2 versus 7?
Right.
So you're saying if there's a dominant team, there'll be more competitive games when they're actually playing other good teams in the first round than if they're playing the 8 seed. But I say you do that with the play-in. So now you have less tanking. So you have 12 teams that qualify, right? Or I guess 10 in each, so 20. And then you eliminate 2 with 4 best of 3 series. So that's exciting.
Get down to 16.
Then 16 becomes 8 group round. And then it's old school the last 3 rounds.
You know, it would be exciting. It would be more exciting. I agree with that.
George Costanza would say, that's it, I'm out of here. What do you think, Jonas? And we're going to the news.
No, I'm into it. I think anything other than what we've seen from the NBA the past several years, which is 4 7-game series, I think it's unnecessary in the first round. We see blowouts all the time. It's the least interesting part of the NBA postseason. So if we can figure out a way to spice that up and get to the meat and potatoes of what the NBA playoffs is, I like that alternative.
Do you agree that, though it's not perfect, if the choice was from 16 to 8, the first round of the playoffs as it exists, or this group idea, some variation, could you even make the case that the group idea isn't the better way?
No, I'm a fan of it. I would rather have that.
I love it that it only just gets us from 16 to 8, though. I want to keep the old school way, but that first round is, right or wrong?
Yeah, how many game fours do we have to watch with a team up 3-0, right?
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, 2 words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
RJ, on Thursday, the NFL owners decided to table the onside kick alternative, which would have meant a 4th-and-15 opportunity from a team's own 25-yard line that they could use twice in regulation.
Thank God.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Fez, real quick, explain why professional batters, guys, or anyone at home that really knows what they're doing, why would that rule had hurt the batters, the good batters?
Because there would have been so much luck in the and variance in the final 2 minutes of NFL games, RJ. So pro batters, we like to forecast what the final score is going to be. The last thing we need is a play, one play that's literally going to go ahead and amend the score by 3 points or more, specifically this going for it on 4th-and-15.
I agree, but I think that's only half of it. I think it's not only did the luck factor would have increased in the game, and if you're trying to predict something, less luck is better, right? You'd rather have a game that lasted longer, more plays. If we were playing a game of horse, I'd be a favorite. No, whatever the format was. But if it was the best of 51, I'd be a lot better if it was a best of three. The better you are, the less luck you want. The worse you are, the more luck you want. But I think the luck would have went towards the favorite. So who's going to be losing the game at the end mostly? The underdogs. What do bettors, professionals bet? Mostly underdogs. So you might say, well, that sounds like an advantage. Yeah, occasionally they're going to come and successfully get to 4th-and-15, come back and score. And you might end up winning some games outright that you wouldn't have. But most professional bettors aren't betting money lines. They're betting taking the points. So oftentimes, if they come back or not, that last score doesn't matter. If we're getting 7.5, they're down by 4, you know what we don't want? We don't want a 4th-and-15 try that fails, and most will, and then they run the ball 3 times and kick a field goal and win by 7, and we were getting 6, let's say. So what would happen is the favorite, which most of the squares bet, underdogs, most of the pros bet, the favorites would have had a lot of late scores because of failed 4th-and-15s. And you might say, well, RJ, they fail onside kicks too, but where does the ball end up then?
Exactly. So it's the 15-yard differential and where the opponent's going to get the ball. They're already in field goal range.
Exactly. And because it's a better chance to get to 4th-and-15, teams would have gone for it more aggressively where they might kick off and try to hold them 3 and make them punt. So there'd just be so much more variance at the end that would favor the favorite more. We bet mostly underdogs. It would have been a disaster.
Yeah, and you brought up the great point. We even would have lost a few bets probably on a bunch of laterals on that 4th-and-15 play that would have, could have resulted in touchdowns for the defense.
Right out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.